This is Spoiler Alert with Mark Rosa and John Trax. You're listening to Episode 3, Arcade Style Shooters. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Spoiler Alert. I'm Mark Rosa.
I'm John Trax.
Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. So we got a big show tonight.
Yeah.
Big show.
Not by
we
choice.
Have not one, not two, but three games.
Yeah. Because we had to.
Because
one wasn't long enough.
No. Okay. So yeah. These are kind of three off the wall games that we kind of grouped them together because they're the same style of game.
Kind of.
And they are basically arcade style shooters, though they all weren't arcade games. One of them was.
One of them was.
The two weren't. But they're arcade style kind of shooter ups, kind of like Time Crisis or games like that.
Terminator 2.
House of the Dead.
That's a good one. We should do
that. That is a good one. We should. Although I don't know where I'm gonna find. I have to dig out a TV that supports the light gun for my Dreamcast.
Oh God. No, they have the collection on Xbox.
But then you still need the light gun.
Why would you need the light gun?
Because how are you going to play House of the Dead without the light gun?
Controllers.
Come on. Nobody wants to play with controllers.
Pshaw.
Oh. Pshaw. All right, so the first game, we played all three of these on Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo, yeah.
I don't know. We actually played them couch co-op, which was...
Yeah, me and Mark usually hang out on Sunday nights and touch each other and BS.
Do kind of naughty things.
That day, you know, the whole week we couldn't figure out what we wanted to do for the next game. So that day I was like, what can we finish in one night together? And then I was thinking about it all day, and I was like, oh, you know what? There's this game that I found that is...
They usually bought this game.
Yeah, I did
a while ago.
Super Nintendo, and it's
I never heard of it.
It's a little known now, but it's kind of not... It's a little off the radar a little bit. It's not...
We're going a little left field for this show.
It's called Wild Guns.
Wild Guns.
It's kind of like the Wild West with that, you know, it's cowboys and robots. And
because that's what happened in the Wild West. Cowboys ran around and shot robots.
Exactly what happened, yeah.
Will Smith rode a giant spider and saved Selma Hayek.
Yeah. Yum.
Okay, so.
Came out in 94.
That's a coincidence. Actually, all three of these games apparently came out in 94. But we didn't plan that.
Yeah, one way or another, they came out in 94, either arcade or SNES. But this
Okay,
game,
so the first one we're doing is Wild Guns.
It's Wild Guns. Now there's two characters. It's either a guy and a girl. There's Clint, who's supposed to be Clint Eastwood, and then Annie, who's supposed to be Annie Oakley. And you can change the colors on them, which is awesome. You push the buttons.
Which we figured out for the first time. Yeah, like, hey, look, I changed the color.
Yeah.
Did that for like 10 minutes before we started the game.
I was the girl, and you were
Clint. I was Clint.
I never mind being the girl. I don't care. They both have...
I got distracted a bunch of times looking at you.
Yeah, and when she jumps, her skirt goes up. It's a little strange.
It's like, oh!
Yeah. A little pervy. But they both
a little bit.
Pretty much have the same powers, but except their supers are different, but they both accomplish the same thing. You push a button, and the screen blows up.
Basically.
Yeah, so you jump in the game, and the first board is called Carson City.
So if you're not familiar with these kinds of games, basically you have a cursor on the screen,
yeah,
and that's your gun, and you just aim that way you want to shoot, and you point that at what you want to die.
Yeah, and then you have your super that
you have like a bomb kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mine was dynamite then.
Yeah,
dynamite
was a
plunger.
Gun. You fire in the air and it blows up the screen.
They both do the same thing, just different animations.
Yeah. So when you jump in it, the first board is called Carson City. It's a regular old West town, and you could see already in the first board that there's mixes of robots and stuff like that.
And we died a bunch of times.
Yeah, it's the first. Yeah, it's a little tough. The first board was actually harder than we had a difficult time in the first board, right?
That's because I never played it. And I kept dying. I was like, what am I doing?
And you have like these jerks that walk across the screen, like right in front of you, and they swing back.
Stupid jerks. They walk 2 inches in front of you. You can't shoot them.
It's tough.
You have to actually hit the shoot button when they're in front of you.
This game, it's a little challenging. It's not super hard. You got two people, you can beat it in, what would be, half an hour?
20 minutes. Half hour, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
45 minutes, maybe.
It's a good game.
6 hours.
So, yeah. You just shoot everything on the screen. Pretty much everything on the screen can be destroyed. And then,
it's kind of like, the guys just pop out from like underneath like a window, and they shoot you, and they duck back down, pop out from a barrel, like ha!
Yeah, with special guns. There is gun upgrades in this, and it's a Contra type of upgrade where they float across the screen, and they give you that stupid pop gun.
it's kind of like a whammy.
Yeah. They give you, like, if you shoot them, sometimes you'll get like a shotgun or a spread gun or whatever, and then there's one, it'll be the pop gun, and it does nothing.
Like, you can't. You just gotta keep shooting until you run out of bullets.
It's the whammy, basically.
It's the whammy.
And then you get through this board, and it has a mini boss, and it's a robot. It shows you that that you're not Kansas anymore. You're fighting robots.
Oh yeah.
It's pretty cool. And then you move on to the next part of that stage, which is inside a saloon. It's pretty cool. You shoot all the bottles off everything, and then the boss is Conan O'Brien.
he looks exactly like Conan O'Brien.
He looks like Conan O'Brien on that one.
I was like, why are we shooting Conan O'Brien? I like him.
Runs around on the screen.
He kind of runs back and forth. He slides across the bottom. Or he crawls.
And then if you get past that, the real boss of that stage, you're on a rooftop, which is really cool. This is when it starts to get really cool. The boss is like a giant robot with a Gatling gun. And it's cool. I know I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it. And that's it was quite fun. Next game.
After you beat that, it actually takes you to a stage select where you can pick your own boards.
Yeah, the first stage, you can't select this stage.
Yeah, that one just throws you right
in. Just the first game. And then it gives you, like, you know, up, down, left, right. Each one's a different stage. You just pick whichever one you want.
Yeah. And the
Which one did we do first?
I think we did the armored train first. Yeah.
We did, because that's in your notes. That's the first one.
Well, I bet I just wrote it down, my notes. And you're on top of the train. And then it has, there's a lot of weird things. You have to shoot. On top of the train, shooting at another train? No, you're just shooting at whatever.
No, there's another train track next to you where those guys come down that up and down the muscle
guys.
Dudes.
Yeah, they had these guys who looked like
doing the up and down thing where they old timey thing where you go up and down on the train on the hand cart.
They have the old hand cart and these.
And then later on, they have like missile. They have like rocket pods on the back.
They have what on? What do they have on?
Yeah, later on, like in that level, they had rocket pods.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, they fly past you. But
they had those little boxes, the rocket pods.
They look like the first ones, though. Guys, like this, they have like the strongman costume on. You have like the striped red and white shirt. It's like
they were way too happy to do that. Too.
Yeah, it was just like, and they didn't do
anything.
They
were way too happy.
Did they throw things at you? Because they just pushed the handcart right by you.
No, the rocket pods did.
Yeah, they had them attached to them. That's right. And then you have like the Mad Max car in the background. And behind them on gliders. Yeah, and then you had that stupid hula hoop guy.
And they had the.
I bet there was a guy like hula hooping for no reason.
Oh, yes. I was like, what the hell is that in the background? Like, he was very happy to be hula hooping.
Yeah, and he throws like a hula hoop.
He didn't shoot you or anything, he just hula hooped.
Yeah, when they hit you with the hula hoop, you kind of can't move for a couple of seconds. So that's kind of a pain in the butt.
Yeah, it freezes you. Yes, very.
I think the train comes and you have to fight this train, which you just blow up all the parts on the train. It's like a flashing parts. Yeah, and then the flying guy comes, which I don't fully remember. I think he just throws things at you.
Yeah, I don't really.
No. We were drunk. No, we weren't drunk. And then...
we were high.
On love. And, you beat the flying guy. And then the second board we picked was the ammunition depot. No, it wasn't the ammunition depot. Was it? Yeah, sure. We did the ammunition
depot. Ammunition?
Which one was the ammunition depot? That was the, I had all the boxes everywhere. And then we had, like...
Yeah.
The first boss was that flasher. It was the cowboy robot. Remember, it was like, because a couple of the bosses repeats. And then you have Conan again. You fight Conan again.
Conan comes back.
Each stage has, each board has like two or three stages that you go through, and the backgrounds change and everything. It goes, you know, it progresses. You go like deeper and deeper into where you are. And this one, I forget what the second one
was. The train was just basically moving on longer down the train.
And then this one, you go deeper and deeper, and then there's like a jellyfish robot. Remember, it was like the water canyon.
Yeah,
that weird. That was jellyfish.
Odd
looking. Yeah, it was a little. Yeah, I don't fully know what they were going for. It was kind of strange, but you beat the jellyfish.
I think they were on crack when they wrote this game, but
pretty much every board is a different challenge. Just they just throw guys at you. It's you shoot them, and then the bosses.
They recycle the same mini bosses a lot too.
Not the bosses, just the mini bosses. But you pretty much shoot and you find the part that flashes, and then you just keep shooting that.
Yeah, that's pretty standard.
Then the next, we did the Desert Canyon.
Ooh.
Yeah, which was just the desert, and the guys pop out of the ground in this one.
Oh, that was so annoying.
Like Mexican hats, and they shoot.
Yes, those.
They shoot cactus and everything.
And then, what were those things? Remember the things that were popping up and shooting you?
Oh, yeah, they were like, they throw lassos at you.
Yeah, to freeze you.
Like lasso robots.
Oh, we died like 45 times on that
part.
Yeah,
it was a pain. Yeah, thank God for safe
stuff. Not because it was hard, just because they kept freezing us.
Yeah, we played this on an emulator, too, because my Super Nintendo is MIA. But I think I still have a cartridge for this game.
I never had one.
I know. You were a Genesis.
I had Genesis.
Wow. See, I had a brother. My brother had Genesis, and I had the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, well, my brother's like 12 years older than me, so.
My brother's 7 years older than me.
So that didn't really work out too well for me.
The boss in this one was this is the Flasher robot. Yeah.
He looks like a regular robot, and he's got a trench coat. And he kind of like whips open his trench coat and shoots you.
It's really creepy.
It's very creepy.
Yeah. Then the next board, you go a little deeper, and it's inside that canyon, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it was the flying annoying thing.
I don't remember what that was.
I should have wrote down a better description.
I think you should have.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Oh, it was those flying things.
The flying thing.
No, you remember they were like they looked like Metroids kind of. And it was like 50 of them, and then you had to shoot the one that was kind of a different color.
Oh, okay. That thing was that guy was annoying.
He was annoying, and that wasn't even the last.
Oh, because when you shot that wasn't even the when you shot the wrong one, it's kind of like Shredder and the Ninja Turtles arcade game.
Yeah.
If you fought the wrong Shredder, you would just die and regenerate again. You have to keep guessing which one's the right one. It's like that. If you hit the wrong one, it doesn't do anything. It's like oh crap, and every time you kill the wrong one, he just makes another wrong one.
Yes.
Oh, that guy was annoying.
And then the boss. And the final boss was that tank with that big flamethrower back and forth.
Yeah, sometimes they would go across. Okay. I know what this down. One.
Yeah, because you have double jump in this and all that good stuff. You could slide too, I think, to evade.
Yeah. So, then, the flamethrower would, sometimes it would just basically go towards you, and sometimes it would go, towards your head, so you would have to duck, and sometimes it would go at your feet, and you'd have to jump. So it was kind of random which way it would go. And you just basically had to shoot the cannon, the end of the cannon to blow it up.
Shoot everything on the thing. Then, I think that was it. No, there was one more. And then the gold mine. Yeah, I was in front of that big mine. The guys come in the mine carts. Yeah. And they hit you.
Yeah, they come all the way up to the front.
Yeah.
You can shoot them as they're coming up to you.
Yeah. It was a good time. Then that boss was a recycled robot again.
From the first one.
Yeah, the cowboy robot.
Right.
Does his little dance. And then you go deeper inside the mine, and then I forget what was in there, but I remember the boss was a chandelier. It was hanging down.
Yeah.
This stupid thing.
Oh, it made no sense.
And then the dancing minecart men. I mean, they would fly by and they would do the little dance.
Yes.
They would shake.
I don't understand this either.
Sexual innuendo in this game.
They would just drive by and kind of have a big smile on their face. Oh,
yeah,
I'm going to the minecart.
They just flew by and you shoot them. I think you got power ups.
They didn't have guns. They didn't. No. I think they gave you guns.
They just shake their crotches at you.
Why would they be?
I don't know.
Oh God.
I want a tattoo of that.
What a dancing minecart, man.
And then this boss is completely strange. It was a crab robot. I mean, there's
crab people look like
crab. Talk like
crab people.
Crab people.
Yeah, I don't. It kind of stamped its feet at you.
Yeah, you kind of just had to move out of his.
You just got to avoid the feet and shoot.
Shoot him in the face. Weird. Japanese people are weird.
Oh, it made absolutely. Oh God!
Japanese games are always a little.
Is
strange.
That what? Is that? I wonder if that's what people. If that's what the Japanese people thought in '94, that's what they did in the Wild West.
Well, you could flip
them over. People would hula hoop and then drive by on mine carts with big smiles on their faces.
Well, they're not from here, and they clearly had no idea that there was no robots back there.
Oh.
And then you have to flip this robot over for maximum damage.
Yes, for its hit its weak point.
Ridge Racer.
$599 US.
And then after that's done with the stage select. After this, you just have to go to where they tell you, which is the last boss.
Yeah, it's the last
one. Which is Captain Morgan.
Yes.
In his secret lair. Well, first of all, you're in front of a spaceship, and then you get inside the spaceship, and it's Captain Morgan. Jack Sparrow. He's basically
There's a couple mini bosses.
Yeah, which is where they were recycled.
Two of the robots from the first, the cowboy robots, and then Conan comes back.
Yeah,
can't kill Conan. He just keeps coming back.
Yeah, he's a pain. Oh, that's right. Then the boss Conan again. Then the final boss, which is Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan's the final boss.
Yeah.
So he tries to throw spiced rum at you.
Yeah, and he puts his leg up.
Have a little captain in ya.
He wants to put a little captain in you. I think that's what this whole game's about.
Explains a lot with the hula hooping
and the guys in the hand carts. What does the game say after you beat the game?
I can't believe being beaten by you.
Yes.
That's English. That's English. That's right up there with all your baseball belong to us.
Yes.
Someone set us up the bomb.
No comma. It's not. I can't believe being beaten by you, which still makes sense to me. I don't know. To you, you said it doesn't make any sense. To me, that's perfect.
It English. Doesn't. It's perfect English. Herol.
It should be. I can't believe.
Herol Hansbricks.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
That's what you get.
It should be,
I can't believe, comma, being beaten by you.
No, it should be, I can't believe it, colon, being beaten by
you. Well, I mean, you can have, I can't believe being beaten by you. I can't believe being beaten by you.
I can't believe being beaten by you.
It makes sense to me. So we beat this game in a half an hour.
And it was fun.
We looked at each other and we were like, you know what? We can't fill a show with that.
How are we gonna? We just filled 10 minutes?
Yeah.
15 minutes, if that.
And then we were like, well, what should we do? So we started naming off a couple of games, and we were like, no, we kind of have to have like a common thread.
So I forgot what we thought we were gonna do first. I don't know if we're gonna do westerns or what.
Yeah.
What are the kind of shooters? Arcade kind of shooters are out there. I put in Super Nintendo just because we had that emulator open. I didn't feel like downloading another one. So I came across this game that you never heard of it, right? I never heard of it.
Never.
Called Operation Thunderbolt.
Horrible. This came out in 94 also, as did the Wild West.
It's
the Wild Guns.
Wild West, yes. That's basically what it is. I don't even know where to start with this game.
It's a sequel to Operation Wolf, which was an arcade game. And I think they ported it to the NES also, but I think
yes,
the NES
it did.
Was horrible. But it wasn't in Super Nintendo. And it's kind of like a sequel to that. It's based on a true event, but very loosely based on a true event. The true event was a hostage rescue situation in one of those sand countries. So, yeah. This game is made by Taito.
You get to pick up. This is how you know that the game's going to be great. What are the five characters? What are their names?
They are Sonya, Erica, Dan, Shin, Kinte.
Six characters, I'm sorry.
And what's the last one?
Chamcor. It's just like something named, I'm like, yes, I'm being Chamcor.
Chamkaur.
Oh, God.
Chamcor.
Yes, Chamcor. I'm going to change all my online names to Chamcor.
I'll look this up to see if it's a real name right now.
A Chamcor. Oh, I don't know if it's a real name or what, but Chamcor. So as soon as I saw that, I picked Chamcor. I think he picked like Sonya or something.
Yeah, I picked.
So the first thing we started shooting around, and then we noticed that we had ammo.
Yeah.
What kind of shooting game like this has ammo?
Not even limited ammo. You have to shoot. You have to get more ammo.
Yes, you have. They give you clips. And you actually ran out of ammo a couple times.
Yeah, it was really annoying.
They give you more after
they
like
give
a
you
couple
a couple
seconds.
Weapons. Like you have that gun, and then you have like a grenade, and then a grenade launcher. But you only have like two or three of those, and then it's really irritating once you run out of ammo. And this thing's all over the screen. You're not just gonna not.
This
hold
is
the button
this
down.
Is like one of those games that the angry video game nerd should do because it's so hard to put it into words, in audio.
It's bad.
This is a very. So, all right, so we start off. I don't even remember what level we picked. I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
It gives you like a stage select screen, like three stages.
It's horrible.
So you're going down like a road. Wait, no, the first one was Gather Intelligence, right?
No, the second one was Gather Intelligence. I think.
What was
the first one?
The
first
one
was like Infiltrate or something stupid.
Infiltrate
like that.
The enemy base.
Yeah.
So we start, so going down this road, like guys are popping out in front of you from the sides. God, it's so bad.
Bad. They throw like these ammo pouches across the screen that look like purses.
They look like purses, and they go like horizontally across the screen.
And you shoot them, and then you get like one clip, which is like 20 bullets.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then there are those gas masks.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember that. You're saying that they were flying across the screen.
Oh, I don't know what they were, but they were funny. Oh, this is so bad. All right. So the best is, all right, so we finish the first stage, and it's like, you go into like a door, it's like, you have infiltrated the enemy base, congratulations.
Yeah.
And the second one we did was Gather Intelligence.
Yeah, that was the...
And it was the same thing.
Yeah, was it indoors or outside? I don't even remember. I tried to pull this game out of my memory.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, it's...
So the bombs basically do like a little, instead of doing like you know, wiping out the whole screen like a normal bomb would do, it kind of blows up in a little radius.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of splash damage, but it's like, if your gun is like, you know, this big, it's only like, it's like 2 inches bigger in a circle.
It's horrible. I have written down here, horrible game in my notes. Yes. Like, I couldn't remember.
When somebody dies, they keep shooting the dead guy's screen.
Yeah, which is nice.
So the other guy takes less damage.
Yeah, it's good. I like that. And then I have bald, fat hostages written down.
You don't remember that?
I do remember that.
When they come out the doors?
Yeah.
And you have to save the hostages. You have to
save them. And then I have cheerleaders, because I think the other hostages look like cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders and fat guys.
Yeah. Yeah,
only two people
were there vacationing, and they were both fat guys and cheerleaders.
I'm guessing the both fat guys paid the girls to be cheerleaders.
Oh, I didn't think of that, because they do come out of the same room.
Hey. It makes sense. Hey, now.
Yeah.
I think that's our common theme.
Why did I write down Space Harrier?
Because you remember the Top Gun guys that fly at you?
Yeah.
The F-14s that fly down at you, shoot missiles at you?
Oh, God. This was Sunday, and I don't even remember it.
Because we tried so hard to block.
The Top Gun planes that have no, they just come towards you. There was no like back to them. They were just completely two dimensional. They had like no three dimension to them at all.
It was like no. And it just got a little bit bigger as they got towards you.
Yeah.
They shot the missiles at you.
Oh, horrible game.
Oh God.
So we finished that one, and then we were like, let's do another one.
No, we didn't finish it. I died.
Yeah, we didn't finish it.
And you had like one life left.
Yeah, I had enough of that.
And you're like, yeah, like, you want to restart? Like, no. So that's the first three levels of Operation Thunderbolt.
Yeah, so then we had to do
that. Might be one of them. We could, that didn't work out too well.
I remembered another game that I used to play.
That game was so bad.
I actually want to.
So everybody should go out and play it, just to play the first couple of levels, just to see how bad it is.
Get a couple of people together.
It's worth it for that.
Same thing with Wild Guns. I mean, just get a couple of.
No, Wild Guns was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
I mean, Wild Guns was actually fun. This game was not fun. This game was torture.
You get together, do what you do, you know, you drink or whatever you want to do. Whatever you guys do in your private lives, get your friends together and play Wild Guns.
Whatever the kids are doing nowadays.
Whatever you do, I don't know, you watch. What's that stupid show?
What's cool now? I don't know.
What's that? Glee.
Cheesing?
Get
together, I don't know.
After you're done watching Glee. Glee? Whatever you people watch.
American Idol.
Is American Idol still on?
I think so.
Is it the show that...
Maybe you guys want to go in the basement and cheese?
Because it's fun to do.
Because it's fun to do.
That'll take you to...
That'll take you to the land of heavy metal.
Yeah, it'll take you to heavy metal land.
It's
kind of look like Wild Guns,
a little bit. My daughter's rocking boobs.
One-way ticket to midnight.
Rocking heavy metal highway.
You do the Kenny dance.
Yeah.
He's swinging his arms. Yeah, they can't. We're not on camera. They can't see us.
No, that's still funny.
All right, so next, there's another game I remembered. And I actually beat this game in the arcade with my cousin with $20. And it is called Revolution X.
So it's got to be some kind of rocking revolution.
Yeah.
Coming to fight the power.
Who's in this game?
Most metal band in the world.
Absolutely.
Got to be like Megadeth. Right?
That would be cool.
So who's the most rocking band in the world?
Slayer.
No. Aerosmith.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a game basically about Aerosmith.
Well, no, it's a game that they made and they just put Aerosmith's name on it.
Yeah, they were supposed to use, there was two bands that they were going to get. I forget what the first one was, but the second one was, damn it.
I don't think Damn It's a band. Public Enemy?
Public Enemy. Yeah, I don't remember who the first choice was. And then they were actually going to make a sequel to this with Public Enemy, but they thought this game didn't generate enough.
This is supposed to be a sequel.
Hoopla.
To T2. The arcade
game. That makes sense.
Because there's so many walking robots that try to take over the world.
Stupid. Now, this game is made by... It was first made by Midway, but then it was ported by Acclaim, like all Midway.
The stand-up arcade game with the guns attached to it and everything was Midway.
So it has, what's her name's in it? The girl who played Sonya Blade is the bad girl in this. She's the villain. What's her name? Kerry something?
Oh, I don't know.
It doesn't matter. But she also plays
Kerry Hoskins.
Yeah, Kerry Hoskins. She's the villain in this.
Mistress Helga.
Yeah. That's the bad girl, Mr. Sullivan.
Okay, what's the name of the bad guy organization?
NON. N-O-N.
New New Order Nation.
The New Order Nation, or Non, just like Non. That Superman villain.
Superman was that too. Nod?
No, it's Non. Ursa Non and Zod.
Is it?
Yeah, but Non was the stupid one that they couldn't. Oh, okay, remember, tried to burn the stick.
He couldn't burn the couldn't burn the stick with his eyes.
It's Non. That's a terrible movie. Actually, it's pretty good.
No, Superman 2 was great.
It's
Superman all right. 3 was terrible.
You gotta see
Superman
the
4 was terrible.
One. You see the
yeah, I have the Richard Donner.
What
Richard
are we talking about? What happened here?
We got off. Like, it's our typical tangent.
It is good. I could talk about that movie forever. Kneel before Zod. They were on the moon. It makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense. So they stop. Stupid. They stop off in the moon on the way to Earth.
She pulls the guy's patch off, and he like blows up, and she like kicks him, and he goes away.
Because that one patch is holding in all the oxygen.
And she pulls like off his American flag patch.
Yeah, and, like, just kind of goes.
And the guy pulls his tube, and he pulls his tube, and he goes flying. Oh, this has absolutely nothing to do with Aerosmith.
Oh God.
Yeah. So
it's still funny.
Yeah. This is kind of like an on rails shooter game. It's a little different than the other two games.
Well, no, it's not. No, it's not. They're all on rails, though.
Oh,
but
man.
This is
so,
more or less a straight arcade port.
Yeah.
Which the other ones weren't.
It's, and the frame rate drops in this game to like 2.
When you're walking.
Play. Yeah, it's horrible. But, all right,
so what's the first level?
First level is Club X.
Club X for Extreme!
Extreme!
Extreme! Extreme X!
So you fly in on a helicopter.
That should be our uniting theme of everything we do. Because every Extreme? Game seems to fly in on a helicopter.
Yeah, we do like helicopters.
Contra, they fly in a helicopter.
Yeah.
You fly in a helicopter in Single Larry?
Single Larry was a helicopter.
We've had a helicopter in every game.
This is sad. We're going to have to do the next game we do. It's going to have to be a non-helicopter game.
I don't think they make those.
I was trying to think of a game with a helicopter in it to name.
Yes.
To make a joke, but I couldn't think of one.
Yes, I did the same.
What what's that game where you pick people up in the helicopter? It was for like the Commodore 64.
What about Cobra Command?
Cobra Command?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a helicopter game. That was a great game, actually.
I don't know what it is.
It's a Nintendo game. It's one of my first Nintendo games.
I never played it.
Club X.
And this game has... you go into the... Flying in a helicopter, you land in front of the club.
Oh, so wait. So in addition to bullets...
Oh, you get CDs.
You can also shoot CDs.
Yeah.
Flame CDs.
You shoot CDs out. Gold CDs. So...
So there's that.
Yeah, you're in front of the club. Drops you off in front of the club. You shoot up the club. Everything's pretty much, you blow up everything. There's no power-ups, I don't think. Well, I think there was a power-up. No, I don't remember.
No, I don't think there was.
But, you shoot everything around, get extra CDs, then you go inside the club, and you shoot everything. And there's multiple paths in this game. They both all lead to the same place, but you can go left, or you can go right, up.
And if you go the wrong way, they kind of force you to go back the other way.
So
at the end of this, you find a stage.
Yes, and Aerosmith is on this stage playing.
Yeah!
Playing there.
Aren't
awesome
they playing Eat
rock.
The Rich?
I don't even care. I never liked Aerosmith. They could be playing
Eat
whatever
the
they
rich.
Want. I never really got into Aerosmith. So the whole premise is they get abducted by Helga.
And Non.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like that movie... It's kind of like Flashdance. Not Flashdance. Not Flashdance. What's the one with Kevin Bacon?
What?
Where they try to dance.
That was Flashdance.
That wasn't Flashdance. Flashdance was the one with the girl. Where they... Remember they
yeah.
were dancing? Really. Pretty sure that wasn't Flashdance.
Oh, Dirty Dancing.
No, it wasn't Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing
was the other one. Nobody puts Baby in a corner.
Footloose.
Footloose, yeah.
Let go, we'll lose.
Now, what happens is after they kidnap Steven Tyler, the whole band, you shoot a little more and you go up this ladder because you go behind the stage and you go into Steven Tyler's
because they got abducted.
Room. What happened?
Because they got abducted.
Yeah, they get abducted by Helga because they kind of, what were we talking about? Footloose.
Footloose.
They want to stop all good things like that. No dancing and no music, and that's what she's trying to do.
Kind of like Utah.
The hell is Utah?
The state.
There's a state called Utah?
Yeah. In America?
Stupid name.
They got this thing called Mormons. They don't like things like music. And...
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know anything outside of New York.
Why would you?
I know where Utah is. They used to have a basketball team.
They used to, and then they went to. No, they do.
The Utah Jazz is still around?
I think they are.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I'm almost positive the Utah Jazz is still around.
Holy crap.
Yeah, no, they're still around. They are still around.
Poor bastards.
Anyway.
Yeah, so you go into Steven Tyler's dressing room, and then he tells you what you have to do. You have to, he's like, oh, you got to stop them from doing whatever. And then he's on screen. He's not in his dressing room. He's on a TV. And then he throws you the keys to his car.
Through the TV.
Through the TV. But it's a recording. So, yeah.
There's that.
This is a heavily drugged game.
It is. So, you kind of your digital hand kind of pops up and grabs the keys.
Yeah, your Duke Nukem hand.
It looks like. All right. It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. I'm all out of bubble gum.
Yeah, I couldn't remember anything he said. I'm blank tonight.
It doesn't matter what he said.
That's terrible. What is he?
Yeah. So you take the keys and you go in the car.
Yeah, and then the room falls apart for no reason. It just like falls, and then it's a helicopter. You get in the helicopter, and then you fight another helicopter. Well, actually, you fly around on the second stage for a while, and you're shooting buildings, and it's the whole time you're chasing that helicopter.
Yeah, that part was annoying because you couldn't shoot the helicopter until the very end of the chase.
You could blow up the trees and stuff. You shoot all the windows and you get like more CDs and power ups. And they had those skate guys. Remember they were like the bad guys on skates?
Oh god.
They're stupid.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird enemies we're gonna get to.
They were so stupid. Yeah, so at the end of the sport, it's on top of a building and you're in the helicopter and he's in another helicopter and you shoot him. You shoot all the glowing parts.
pretty basic.
Bosses are
shoot
annoying.
The guns.
There's so many parts that you have to blow up on the bosses.
Yes.
It's kind of annoying.
Like, and you can't. You have to shoot them in almost in like a specific order. I think.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah.
Because we just kept shooting them. And they wouldn't blow up until we started focusing in on different parts.
With the frame rate dropping.
The mini guns are holding the freaking thing together.
Yeah. Yeah, you could blow up the entire ship, and the mini guns are still somehow keeping it alive.
Yes.
So then, after you beat this helicopter, it goes into another a stage select, kind of like the first game we're talking about. Kind of pick where you want to go. So then, I don't remember what order we did, so I just wrote them down. But I wrote Chemitech. I don't remember who's in Chemitech. Who's the one? Because every time you pick a board, one of the guys from Aerosmith comes and he says something ridiculous to you.
I'm looking at what the sayings are right now. I don't know which one Chemitech was. No, I don't think Chemitech was Chemitech the first one we did. Yeah, I think it was.
No, it was the factory warehouse.
All right, then it was this one. Yeah, this is it. The proper name is Pacific Rim.
Okay.
Destroy Chemitech. It's a front for the new order.
Oh, who says that?
Brad Whitford.
Oh, which one is that?
I think it's the drummer.
No, the drummer is the one that for the boss level.
Oh, then it's the bassist.
Sure. Whatever.
And when they say it, it's really cheesy. It's like destroy Chemitech. It's a front for the new order.
It's all. The best sound you can get out of a 16-bit.
Oh God.
Machine.
But you can tell how much they tell them how into it Aerosmith really was.
This was the factory warehouse.
Oh God.
Remember this one? This is the one with all the crates.
Yeah.
The crate maze. That was a pain.
Yeah. Open that Pepsi.
I am opening the Pepsi.
I know. I can hear it.
I'm gonna drink it.
Oh, that's awesome.
You like that, don't you? Makes my voice butter.
Oh, he's a guitarist.
Is
I guess he's rhythm. Oh, apparently he was behind one of those. He was inside one of the crates. The wings.
Each board there's
we didn't find any of these.
No, we didn't. We didn't really care.
We didn't care.
But you have to find the members of Aerosmith, and then you get your wings, and then you get into a secret level at the end. But we didn't really bother with that.
No. Oh, that's awesome radio. Crunch. Dang, a little closer.
I'm hungry.
I don't think they can hear you. Okay. So on this board we got non-ninjas, non-soldiers, and non-shock troopers.
Remember the ninjas? The only ones that look like Power Rangers.
Yes, they look exactly like Power Rangers. Oh God, they pop up and they look exactly like Power Rangers.
Oh man. This game isn't horrible. It's just that the frame rate is like
atrocious. It's fun.
Yeah, I mean I don't know if the Genesis version's any better. But if you can find some kind of a port for, did he make like a main port for this? Because it's a fun game.
I mean,
Anyway.
So who was the boss on that one?
That floating gunship. Remember in that room?
Mm-hmm.
It looked like... Remember it was the Ed-209?
Tell us about it.
It was like a floating Ed-209.
Yeah. It looked exactly like Ed-209.
Yeah, and then we had like an hour worth of Ed-209 jokes. You have 30 seconds to comply.
Drop your gun.
And they had the hall pass.
So where do we go next?
It was the hall monitor.
Yes. Halt. Present hall pass. Second request. Present hall pass. Where do we go next?
Then we went to the Amazon. Which was that?
These guys are maggots. They're putting chemicals in all our food.
Now that was Perry, right?
That was Joe. Yeah. Was
Joe Perry?
That was Joe Perry.
Yeah. These guys are maggots.
So apparently for some reason they're putting chemicals in food. Like it's I don't know why, but
yeah, maybe it's like mind controlling. I don't know what they were trying to do with this one. Yeah.
So in this board we have non-natives.
Yeah, those stupid native guys. They were like
remember the Shaka Zulu guys? That
yeah.
Yeah, they throw spears at you.
They just throw spears
at
you.
I think there was spears.
They didn't look like spears, though.
Oh, they look like axes, almost. Yeah. I don't know. They're really bad.
Yeah. Then you go through the jungle and you go into the... Whatever house that thing was. It was like a... It was a warehouse. I guess it was their factory.
Well, the chemical plant.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, the chemical plant. The other one was a chemical plant, too. You fight that weird bartender. Everybody was behind the table and he kept rolling back and forth.
Yeah.
You had to shoot the light on top of him to fall on top of him.
Yeah.
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 It was a little weird. We were really tired when we played this game. This is when the night was winding down. We were just like,
We must play one more.
Must beat game.
Must finish game. Then
you go through this board. This one was a little less of a maze, I think. I think this one with the elevators.
This wasn't the one with the... Wasn't that the last board, the one with all the elevators?
I don't remember.
Or was it this one?
No, I think it was this one. Because it had that weird light thing that you would go through, remember? I was like, oh, that looks cool for a 16-bit game.
Yeah, this thing...
And then you fight that green what? Slime
Is this
skull.
The one... And then they had the... Then they had the thing where it was distance to target or whatever it was?
Yeah, for no reason.
The little meter on the bottom?
Yeah, you would go through this little thing and it would say distance to target and it would
be walk
like
through a hallway.
3 seconds.
It would shrink. But why would you need that for a little cutscene?
No, that wasn't this one. That was the factory
that was so
warehouse.
Bad.
That was the last board.
That's what I said.
That was the last
so
wasn't
that's
the
one with all the elevators.
Yeah, that was the one where you walk through the thing.
Fail.
Totally confused. I do remember this is the one where you fight the green slime skull though.
Yes.
But then the centipede at the end, which for some reason we didn't fight. But that's the boss, is the centipede.
Why didn't we fight him?
I think because we didn't have the revision version. I think we had the crappy version.
I think it's because it's the Super Nintendo version.
It could be.
Probably. So where'd we go next?
Then we had one more choice, which was the bus level, which is...
No, there was one other one.
Was there?
Yeah.
What was it?
Wembley Stadium?
No, that's the end.
Oh, so that's the last one? Okay.
Yeah,
this one is Stop the New Order Bus.
Oh, that's not how he says it.
How's he say?
Stop the New Order Bus.
Sounds like Ace Frehley.
Stop the New
Order. I was supposed to get sausage in my Grand Slam. My Grand Slam didn't come with sausage.
It didn't come with sausage.
Stop the New Order Bus.
This board is... You start off... I guess they transport prisoners, but then there's just like...
Yeah, there's they're brainwashing children.
Yeah, it's a bunch of girls, though. It wasn't children. It's a bunch of... I guess you would call them babes.
Sure.
In hot pants with sledgehammers beating up axes.
Just hitting rocks.
You shoot the sledgehammer. Well, they were breaking guitars.
Oh, were they?
Axes. Axes, guitars, I meant. But they were breaking guitars. So you had to shoot the sledgehammer, and then you could set them free. But then... you have to follow this bus, and you have to speed up and slow down because the bus kind of goes in front of you and behind, you know. And you have to just keep shooting every part of the bus. I mean, you got to shoot the windows, shoot the tires, shoot the engine, everything. Everything on this
you
bus.
Don't shoot the engine, you shoot the hood.
The hood, yeah.
You don't even have to shoot
everything
the engine.
Except for the thing that would actually stop the car.
Right. And then the best part of this whole thing was what the last thing you have to destroy to make the bus stop.
It was the little part above the door.
The little piece of the hood above the door.
Then the bus blew up.
Like the tires fall off and the bus blows up.
Yeah, you don't even shoot the tires, right?
No, I don't think so. The tires blow off when you blow up the last part of the door.
That was some great programming.
That was.
Yeah. And then after you beat all those boards in any order you want, you have to go to Wembley Stadium. And then it's just a giant wall of amps in Wembley Stadium.
And what does Tom Hamilton say?
What does
Tear down the wall!
Yeah. Just like Pink Floyd.
Yes.
No.
I'm not editing that.
You don't have to edit that. I was telling my cat no.
Meow.
He just wants to come in my
All right, so what's so Wembley Stadium?
Wembley Stadium is just a giant wall of amps. You have to shoot all the amps.
It's like the largest wall of amps ever.
Yeah. It's like a...
The best part of this is the guys that are in the distance are like 2 inches tall.
Oh, yeah, horrible. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
so bad.
It's like a 60-foot wall of amps. It's like a Pantera concert.
So, all right, so you're just basically shooting all the amps in the giant wall.
Yeah, that's about it. And then the wall falls down, and then Helga comes out.
She's kind of hot.
Yes, she is. Yeah, she's my kind of girl. She's black hair, and she has the dark sunglasses.
Yeah, leather.
She wants to discipline you.
She does.
I like that.
But then she's something included. very, very strange happens.
You fight her, and then she turns into Mondor.
Mondor.
Which is this big gray creature sitting in a chair. Yes. I know
yes,
what you're
all thinking. Yeah, what? Huh? What? How did she turn from a hot leather babe into Mondor?
They all do that,
Mario. Yes, they do. It just some takes longer than others.
Yes, Mondor. And so, this is another one you have to blow up.
So it's basically like a floating chair with guns and...
Yeah. She's a villainous Stephen Hawking.
Half villainous Stephen Hawking, half villainous Professor X.
I didn't even think Professor X. I like that.
Oh, God. All right, so you basically shoot off her arms.
Yeah.
And like her bones fell off.
Yeah, if you blow off her arms, she's like, it's a flesh wound.
Yes, which is pretty awesome, but...
Yeah. And then she's like, run home to mommy. She kept saying stupid things.
It's like, I've had worse.
Yeah. I've had worse.
So there's another one where you actually have to blow up the guns.
Yeah, you have to blow up everything on her legs, her shoes.
So eventually she dies.
And then it rains blood for about 2 minutes.
And then what?
I don't remember. I think you watch Aerosmith play.
Yes.
And they pop up like they look like little cardboard cutouts, and then I think they play. They don't play Eat the Rich, do they?
I don't remember. They play something. They might have been Eat the Rich.
Who cares? Well, their songs are terrible.
Because the only one thing that they're good for.
Eat the Rich.
Eat the Rich.
Is that the lyrics?
Yes.
I think I like about 30 seconds of Sweet
Take
Emotion.
One bite now. Come back for more.
I don't like Aerosmith. My musical tastes are a little heavier than Aerosmith.
Apparently the stand-up arcade unit was a conversion. So the actual units that were out there were conversions from Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Some of them had 3 guns and some of them only had 2 guns. I think I only played the 2-gun one.
Yeah, the one on here has three of them. But yeah, so that's pretty cool. So that means they actually took old Terminator 2 games and retrofitted them for this game.
Nice.
And also Alien 3, the gun units.
I never played that one. I want to look that up.
So Acclaim also did the PC version. Because we all knew there was a PC version of that game.
I had no idea.
The Genesis version, the PlayStation version. Apparently there's a PlayStation version.
Ooh.
And the PC version. Wait. Why did it say?
That would be the computer version.
Yeah, I know, but it says then the PC version was developed by Rage. Oh, there's a Sega Saturn version. You should have played that. I have a Saturn.
Do you?
Yeah. Saturn was awesome. Saturn got a bad rap.
You've been to Saturn? I've been to Saturn.
I don't know.
Beetlejuice. Oh, forget it.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember. So say the Saturn version was developed by Software Creations.
I wonder which one's the best one.
I would guess the arcade version.
Yeah, I know that. Good job. Real good job with that one.
Thanks.
I guess like they were going to make the SNES better.
Oh, God. Yeah, the frame rate is pretty horrendous sometimes.
It's bad.
I was trying to speed up the emulator.
Yeah, it was.
We're like, wait, I have a brand new computer. Why is this running like 3 frames a second? Like, it's actually emulating what the hardware would have done.
We played it on your Mac Mini, didn't we?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
You have a tiny Mac.
I do have a mini Mac.
It's a little box.
It is.
It's good. I want one of them.
Yeah, well, so buy one.
Yeah, so I'm going to say that Revolution X and Wild Guns we both liked.
Yes.
I mean, Revolution X had some frame rate issues.
I'd say Revolution X was more fun to make fun of.
Yeah, just because Aerosmith's in it and it's just...
And the Power Rangers.
Yeah, the Power Rangers. It's, yeah, there's more things that you could do in like, you can really get into Revolution X, and there's like a million things you could find, and there's secrets. There's so many. I was reading like the walkthrough on it, and there's so many secrets. So I was like, I would never do this.
Why would you?
But they're both good games, if you know. You ever played them before, and you're just sitting around with a couple guys, or friends, or girls, or whatever, whatever you hang out with.
Hang out with a bunch of guys naked playing Revolution X?
Because that's what we did. And you yes. know, you could find these things. Emulators are pretty prevalent anywhere. You can get them anywhere. You can probably buy the PlayStation version for about 30 cents on Amazon or wherever.
I should look that up.
I bet you it's about $1.50.
Oh, God. I'm going to look on eBay. Real Revolution X. I'm just going to put Revolution X and see what comes up. New Dance Dance Revolution X. Awesome. Here's the European version for $8.99 with no bids.
For what?
What?
For which system?
Super Famicom.
Oh, it's... Why would you want Super... Oh, yeah. Let's see.
This makes a great radio.
We're multitasking here.
Yes.
Wow. The PlayStation 1, if to buy it new... is still $49.
That means it's rare.
And used is $15.
Revolution X, PS1 game, complete in long box. Oh. $19.99 with free shipping.
I kind of want
the
this
import
now.
Is $5.60. Yeah, you can get it for about $20. I wonder how bad it looks.
How would it look bad?
If it looks, I mean, if it looks any better.
I mean, I'm sure the PlayStation 1 looks a lot better.
Well, then, of course, it's going to look better than the Super Nintendo version.
Stop the new order bus.
Stop the new order bus.
Guys are maggots. They put chemicals in all our food.
Oh, that's really how they talk, too. They're not even exaggerating.
Guys are maggots.
Stop the no order bus.
I think Steven Tyler was the only one that was even like normal.
Yeah, he actually spoke normally.
Yeah, probably because he was. I think he's done some acting.
What? Wait, pretend when he told his wife he loves her. Well, he said, "No, honey, I don't cheat on you."
You don't have a daughter.
No, of course not. Oh God.
Is that it?
I think that's it. I think we jumped the shark about 10 minutes ago.
What a... How long was this one?
It'll be about 45 minutes.
Jeez. Wow. We really let some people down with this one.
We did.
We gotta be longer. We gotta really step it up next week.
Play something. Play Batman, damn it.
Which Batman?
Arkham Asylum.
You wanna do Arkham Asylum? I haven't played Arkham Asylum.
Then play it.
I could do that. Maybe we'll do Arkham Asylum next week.
Maybe. Maybe we'll do Terminator 2, House of the Dead 2.
Oh, Jesus, let's not do that. What's
another bad one?
We could do StarCraft 2.
Yeah. Like, that's going to happen. We just tell stories. Yeah, I was playing this guy from Korea. I had, like, three proto-zealots, and he had an army in 5 minutes.
I have never played the first StarCraft.
I know that. I don't know why you haven't.
I like to say it because when I say it in a room full of people, they drop their drinks. Yeah. It's that funny.
Like, what?
It's just like, if you talk about like a room full of nerds, if you're every day just walk in the room and just go, I've never played StarCraft.
Well, since we're off topic, there was a video of somebody in Japan never played Super Mario Brothers. So they videoed him playing it. It was like, supposedly, I think it was like a famous Japanese actor or something. So they videoed him playing it. And like he ran up to the Koopa Troopa, and he like hit it, like he just walked into it and died. Then he got the mushroom and he didn't know it was good for you, so he like ran around it. And like all the Japanese people were laughing. Like, ah, hee hee hee.
You never thought of that when you were a kid. How did you know that the mushroom wouldn't kill you?
You try it the first time.
I know, but I mean, I never remember fearing the mushroom.
You ever see what the mushroom is based off of?
No.
There's actually a real mushroom that looks like that. It's a psychedelic mushroom. And it's white with red spots. And it looks exactly like the Super Mario mushroom. I forgot the name of it.
I'm going to look it up right now. While I eat my chicken.
I don't even know what to Google. I think we need to end the show because I think we're going kind of crazy with this. Animata.
Oh, I see it. Yeah. I see it. Yeah. Wow.
Amanita muscaria.
That's okay. We're all having a good time.
Tell me that doesn't look exactly like a Super Mario mushroom.
I'll tell you what it looks like.
Go to the Wikipedia page for it and look at that picture.
What's it called?
Amanita muscaria.
Oh, here it is. Came up with my suggestions. Oh, dear Lord.
Tell me that does not look exactly like a magic mushroom.
It looks like the piranha plants, too. What happened? Why am I getting a pop-up?
Pop-up? Really? The hell are you using? Internet Explorer?
Mm-mm. Wow. Now, why would you look at that and be like, oh, we're just going to put this in the game?
There's a whole reason for it. I don't remember what it was.
Is there really?
Yeah. You can actually look it up. All right, we really jumped the shark on this. I think we need to end it.
Okay.
I think people tuned out about 10 minutes ago.
Who's listening to this show?
Like three people we know.
My mom.
Your cat.
Great show last week. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks for the support. Appreciate it.
All right. I'm going to play Batman. We are going to do Batman next week.
Good. And take notes because I don't remember a lot of the plot elements. I remember what happened. I just don't remember what order.
I made it up to...
Just restart it.
I'm going to restart it, no. But I made it up to Harley Quinn, the first fight, and that was when I stopped. I forget why.
I don't know why you did stop, because it's such a good game.
What the hell are we talking about?
Wild Guns. So, we played Wild Guns, right? So, what is this game about?
All right. So, it's a shooter. You know.
Shoot stuff.
It's good chicken. Mmm.
Okay, so thank you for listening.
Yes.
If you actually made it all the way through, we should give people something for listening all the way through. I don't know.
Give them information on how to contact us and yell at us.
So if you really hated this episode, you can contact us on the website, spoileralertshow.com. You can tweet us at spoilalertshow. You can call us at 1-856-SPOIL-01. And leave us angry hate mail, angry voicemail, and we will play it on the air and make fun of us for it. You can email us, spoileralertshow@gmail.com. Are you gonna finish eating so we can tell people where they can find you?
I'm sorry, what? My Twitter?
Sure.
It is... What is my Twitter? It's Gonzo666. G-O-N-Z-O 666.
You want to spell it backwards, too?
O-Z-N-O-G. F.
Batman. Seven. Batman symbol.
Batman.
Another Q. Batman.
Batman symbol.
Bruce Wayne. Batman.
Wayne Manor.
Where's that located?
Nobody gets that joke.
Manhattan.
We do it almost every single show. We gotta tell people what it is.
Just Google. Go on YouTube and put in Seth MacFarlane. Crank Yankers.
No, that's not the Batman.
No, you should Google that one too.
We do that one a lot too. But
Crank Yankers Batman.
Yeah, these two clips just are stuck in our brain.
Yes.
And we can't get rid of them.
No. Say it one more time for me.
Wanker.
One more time.
Hey, can you say it one more time for me, Ed? Wanker.
Wanker. Oh, I just ruined a perfectly good pair of loafers.
Batman? Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Oh.
Okay, God.
Wayne Manor.
God, we really have to end. Oh, God. Okay, so please just leave us hate mail and make fun of us, and we'll see you next week, hopefully maybe with Batman.
Chicken.
Goodbye.
Bye.